Did you see to the astrology of the year 2024? Conjunctions define new beginnings. And with the Sun conjunct Pluto in Aquarius on the 21st of January, that's the first major conjunction that we're going to have. Then we have Mars. Now the Mars effect, because Mars is currently in Sagittarius, Mars goes into Capricorn. Mars in Capricorn makes a trine to Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, but Mars then goes into Aquarius in February. On the 13th, 14th of February, we have Mars in Aquarius conjunct Pluto in Aquarius. The two outer planets, the closest outer planet and the furthermost outer planet in our solar system, makes a conjunction to announce officially new beginnings. Now, the problem that some people are going to have is a choice. A choice between holding on to the past and the future. What do you do? Well, of course, most people will go and take the gamble because the future is more exciting. The future is more prosperous. The future is more invigorating. The future creates more energy. So, of course, I'm going to take the future. But there are some people, certain situations, that you don't want to let go of certain things from the past because those things, you love them very much. And the battle of loving certain things, I don't want to let go of it, and then getting something new, well, that's going to be a decision that some people make. And I use the expression, you'll always get your destined destination, even on the path where you choose to avoid it. So even if people choose not to, I don't know, I'm not sure, and they will be oscillating, they'll be indecisive, other people will be seeing it so clearly that you'll just simply say yes, please, and thank you very much. So, Sun conjunct Pluto in Aquarius, 21st of January. 14th of February, the Mars conjunct Pluto in Aquarius. Again, new beginnings. The next set of new beginnings defined by the Pisces energy. Now, Pisces, Saturn has been in Pisces since March of 2023, but it went retrograde. Now it is at 1 or 2 degrees of Pisces. So at the very beginning of Pisces, again, the Sun in Pisces conjunct with that conjunction to Saturn in Pisces and the 24th, 50th of February. Again, new beginnings. The conjunction of the Mars in Pisces that will be there. Again, Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces. Again, new beginnings. And new beginnings. Beginnings with respect to the 12th star sign of the zodiac means healing you, getting you back on track. You know, some people say, I can't do this and I can't do that because I haven't got the energy to do it. But when you've got the energy to do something, and when you're feeling fully mended and fixed and healed and just ready to go, of course you're going to say, yes, please. So we have these conjunctions in January, February, March that define new beginnings. And then we have in April, we have the Mars in Aries. Again, new beginnings. Even the new zodiac year will define new beginnings, but it is about the conjunctions, the outer planet conjunctions that officially say irreversible new beginnings. Then we have, after we have this sense of I've just got the new, I've just arrived at where I am, I've just all those things that are happening January, February, March, April. Then we have maybe April, May, you'll feel a little bit you're not so sure because something new is even more new is coming along with Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter, the biggest planet in our solar system, needs expansion. It needs a positive star sign, needs an air and fire sign in order to present possibilities, to present choices, to expand your business, to expand your growth, to expand your life, to expand. It needs expansion. It needs energy expansion. Now, Jupiter belongs in Sagittarius. That's the official star sign. And therefore, the opposite star sign means the destined destination. That life wants you to feel it. Life wants you to feel you've done it. All the struggle, the pain and sorrow, all the problems you've had the past 6 years of your life, and some of you the past 12 years, some of you the past 18 years of your life, the curse is over, and now Jupiter in Gemini, on the 24th of May onwards until May of June of 2025, the Jupiter in Gemini making a trine to Pluto in Aquarius, and that's the key word, Pluto in Aquarius, it's making this trine, it's fully transformative. When we are reluctant about making changes, I personally believe we are reluctant for a reason. But when we are willing participants in making a change, then it's just obvious. It's just obvious to do the right thing. It's obvious. when we're reluctant, we're hesitant, we're scared. People are fearful of change. People are fearful of get a new mobile phone. They get a new iPhone. They're frightened because they've just got used to something and now they've got to get a new something new. So some people are naturally frightened. Other people embrace it, especially when it's been given to you and those given choices are the expansion of a bigger and a brighter future. So by the time you get to May and June, July, as you're feeling feeling the air and fire that Pluto in Aquarius with Jupiter in Gemini. It is going to be a noisy summer holidays. And it's not going to be the restful summer holidays that you had in 2023, the peace and quiet that you had in 2023. This is going to be a summer of, for some people, mayhem and choices. And I use the word mayhem because mayhem is the only way we get anything ever sorted in our lives. Mayhem is an open energy. Mayhem is, I see the positive and negative. I see the good and the bad, and I've got to make a choice. Geminis are terrible at making choices, but when they've got to make a choice, when life forces upon all of us to make a choice, we have to analyze all the possibilities. And that's what the summer of mayhem is going to be about. Summer of analyzing all the possibilities, all the choices. Some choices will be thrust upon you. Some people will be given to you. Some choices you'll simply open your mind and realize, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, inspiration idea, and then you'll move forward with that. Now, the Mars effect, because it is very important, the Mars effect. And the Mars is the first outer planet. The Mars says, I want you to need it. I don't just want you to want it. I want you to really need it. The conjunctions at the beginning of the year, January, February, March, April, May, the conjunction says, I want you to need something new. I want you to want something. I want you to desire. It's a nice idea. But by the time we get to the June, July, August Mars energies, with the Mars going into Gemini, that's what's going to be doing it. Mars in Gemini conjunct, Jupiter in Gemini, Mars in Gemini, making a trine to Pluto and Aquarius. The Mars in Gemini says, I really want you to need it. This time I want you to need it, and I want you to want it, and I want you to go for it. And when you are headstrong that you really want something, really want to go for it, you go for it. And that's what the September, October energies are about. November, Mars then goes into Cancer. Now, the Mars in Cancer from November of 2024, because Mars is going to have a retrograde as it's in Leo, Mars in Cancer. Leading to Mars in Leo, means that whilst we've got the stability of Mars in Cancer, trine Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, water star sign energies, we also have a balance. Because when Mars is on one side of the planet and the inner planets, that is the Sun and Mercury and Venus, are on the other side, we all have coherent balance. We all have stability in our lives where there's been instability. For the past 12 years of our lives, we haven't had this balance that we're going to be getting from September 2024 onwards. And balance is happy ever after. It's a forever energy. So the Mars in Cancer, especially when it opposes the planets in Capricorn at the end of December 2024 to 25, is then balance. And then we have in January, February of 2025, we have Mars in Leo. Again, that Leo is balancing the planets in Aquarius, especially the Pluto in Aquarius, which means we've got balance and stability. So it's going to be I won't say one hell of a year, but it's going to be one hell of a busy year. It's going to be, you're going to be shocked and surprised by how many things can change. And when they change coincidentally, when they change with that vibrancy, when they change with the inner excitement that you're going to feel inside, deep down inner excitement, it really feels good, then you know it's going to be good. The problem with some people is what I call gambling. When you've got a choice to make, then you're going to analyze it. But the key word for 2024 is you can't make any mistakes. But the key word for not making any mistakes is do not hold on to anything that's negative. If it's negative and troublesome, what are you holding on to it for? Well, if you don't love it, if you hate it, if it's getting on your nerves, what are you holding on to it for? It's time to let go of it. So don't fight the urge that you have inside you to hold on to something that is toxic, something that, just because you've been used to it for the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life, isn't it time for an enlightened change? And this is one of the reasons why religions, I call them the man-made religions, many of them are going to have things exposed and the pants are going to be pulled down and they're going to fall apart. The genuine religions, the genuine authentic energies of what we call man-made religions, all man-made religions are based on truth as well as being incorporated with lies, the truth energy will resonate and the truth will be the truth. And the truth is, again, that spiritual stability that defines it works. It works forever. Last point I want to mention now is about the Saturn in Pisces, which will be there until July of 2025. And Saturn in Pisces is destiny's way of healing the planet, healing your life, healing, because we create our problems. We create our aches and pains, and therefore it's up to us to heal and be inspired to heal. What works for you is the what you call the lucky charm of your life. What works for you, the people that work for you, is a combination of life.